Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the new year. How do we create this new year to be the life that we really want it to be? How do we overcome obstacles? How do we deal with disappointments? How do we choose relationships wisely? How do we really create the life that we want to live? How do we take charge of our lives and live the life that we want in this new year? My guest this evening is Anil Gupta, a relationship coach for couples, divorce prevention, mediation, a management consultant, and the author of Immediate Happiness. He is trained by Tony Robbins, a life coach, and Anil Gupta does personal one-to-one mentoring. It is a pleasure to welcome Anil Gupta to WDIY.
Hi, Eleanor. Thank you. I'm very excited to be on your show.
Well, I think, I'm hoping that you can give us, quote unquote, the keys to happiness in the making a happy new year. And I'm wondering, how did you come to participate in this kind of work, life coaching and mentoring other people into creating the life that they want?
Well, it was purely by accident, and it's an accident that was through severe adversity. I was on the verge of suicide, and I was in the right place at the right time. Tony Robbins was around. He personally intervened. His wife intervened. His wife's brother intervened, and then my wife intervened. And really what happened was I was just focused on the wrong things. I'd lost my entire savings, the children's college fund, the house, the cars, everything. And my wife said to me, "Honey, I'm glad you lost it all." So imagine your wife saying that to you after you've been through all this trauma.
I'm amazed. I'm simply amazed.
Yeah. And then she said, I said, "Look, honey, I know you love me. I know you would do anything for me. But why would you say that?" She said, "Look, honey, you're a nervous wreck. You can't sleep at night. Every time you leave the house, I don't know if you're coming back. I don't know if you're going to have a heart attack. Now you don't have to worry about that stuff." And I looked at her and I thought, yeah, you're right.
So you were worried about your finances, and she knew that you were worried about finances.
Well, no, she thought, and this is what she said. She said to me, "Honey, I thought it was something serious. I thought you had cancer."
Ah.
She said, "If it's the money, don't worry about that stuff." And then she said this, "You made one big mistake." I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have 10 or 20 years of grief. She's always going to bring this up. She said, "You haven't lost it. You still have me, you still have the kids, and we'll sleep wherever you want us to sleep. We'll sleep in the streets if we have to. All we want to do is to be with you."
Well, that is a very wonderful, that's a loving, supportive wife.
Yeah.
And what you were thinking she was concerned about the loss of money, and she was concerned about losing you.
You know, this is part of human beings. We don't communicate. If you have a better communication, one with yourself, two with the people you love, your life will instantly become better, more comfortable, more joyous, more free.
Well, that was an amazing... So you discovered an amazing thing, that you needed to communicate with your wife what was really going on with you.
Yeah, and communication is a very important skill. The quality of your life will change by the quality of the communication that you have. So there are many... Let me give you an exercise that you could do at home.
Very good.
Sit down with your partner and tell them what's great about them, what's beautiful about them. They will be surprised. You will be surprised. I remember doing an intervention once on a 10-year-old girl with her mother. So the mother asked the child, you know, what do I mean to you? And the child said, "Mom, you mean everything to me."
Huh.
She started crying, I started crying, everyone started crying. I'm tearful now. Then something magical happened. Another 9 or 10-year-old kid walked across the entire seminar in front of everybody, went up to his mom and said, "Mom, I love you."
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. can you imagine the level of communication that they have? And without saying those words, there's so much joy that could have been missed out.
Absolutely. So what you're saying is when you have a problem, very often, I don't know, do you think men do this more than women, or you feel it's kind of an equal balance, that men often will try to hide major problems to protect their wives and feel that they don't want to burden them?
Well, this is what men do. They make meaning to something. So if, for example, I made it mean that I was a failure, I was useless, I wasn't doing my job as a husband and as a father, and the meaning was my meaning, it wasn't my wife's meaning.
Yes.
So what we do, we make up stories and we become different people. We don't have that clarity. So the number one skill that I developed on that day of adversity was awareness. From awareness, you get clarity. From clarity, you get focus. From focus, you get action. And from action, you get results. And ultimately, what we're all looking for is not happiness. People think we're all looking for happiness, but it's not happiness. It's fulfillment. Fulfillment is a much deeper level.
And tell me what you mean by the difference between happiness and fulfillment. That sounds like a very profound statement.
It is, but it's very simple. Happiness is normally more external. So you win something, you become happy. Or someone gives you some money, you get happy. You have an ice cream, you get happy. But fulfillment, it comes from within. It's inspirational. It warms you. It fills you. It just overtakes your entire body. And we've all had moments of fulfillment, but we've never realized. Now, do you have children?
Yes.
Remember the day your first child was born?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is fulfillment. You're just filled with so much joy.
Absolutely.
And in this moment, do you feel that joy?
Absolutely, I'm recalling it.
Yeah, and that's what we can do. We can generate the feelings that we want, but it's a practice, it's a muscle. We're very good at generating bad feelings, but imagine that you could think about your firstborn for the rest of your life and you thought of nothing else. How happy would you be?
You'd walk around with a smile on
your
face.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And this is a muscle that if we develop, we get to generate the feelings that we want. And from awareness, we can destroy the feelings that we don't want.
Well, you know, so you have a... So let's go over that. So for the first part is becoming aware.
Yes.
And to become aware of really what it is that is important for us.
Well, awareness is about being aware. So what will happen is you'll become aware, and then you'll become aware of being aware.
Ah.
See? So, and that's just a muscle. So, for example, I'm aware that I'm not serving my wife. I could be more loving and more caring. Once I have that awareness, it's up to me to take action. And often I don't take action because I can't be bothered. Okay, but that's, you know, I'm being straight with you.
Yes,
it's
I hear.
It's not that I live at a very aloof levels. I'm a human being, but I have a choice. If I know that I'm not performing as a father, a son, or a brother, or sister, or relative, I have a choice. Whereas a lot of us are on autopilot. We don't have a choice, so we just carry on doing what we've always been doing, and then we wonder why we always get the same results. So the theme for 2014 is, how can you have a more fulfilled life? Start being more aware. Be aware of how your health is, how you show up in the world, how you... your integrity is what you say. And that builds up a muscle that will completely change how you show up in the world.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this is your host, Eleanor Barbro. And this evening, we're talking with a very inspiring guest, Anil Gupta, who is a relationship coach and who has been trained by Tony Robbins and who himself experienced some very adverse conditions which led him into this career. Is this correct?
It is. And I was always in this career, but it really wasn't an inspiring one for me because it was something that I was dabbling in. I was very good at it, but it gave me the clarity to find out what my mission and passion is. Once you find your mission and passion, three things happen. One, time disappears. Two, you get filled with so much energy. And three, you're just filled with joy. And you'll see kids, they'll spend 6-8 hours doing something that they love, and time disappears, and they're energetic, and they're alive. So if you want to find out what your passion is and mission is, these are the three things that will happen.
So repeat that again. If you want to find out what your passion and mission is, three things will happen.
Yeah. Time will disappear.
Right.
You'll have lots more energy, and you'll be joyous.
Well, I think those are wonderful things to achieve and to try for and to prepare for the new year. That's a different way of looking at it.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
And once you're inspired within, everything around you changes. Your relationships will change. The people that spend time with you will change because you'll attract different people. You are who you spend time with. So if I could give a tip to all of your listeners, have a look at the people you spend time with because you are who you spend time with. Spend time with people who invigorate you, inspire you, move you, touch you, move you to a higher level. If you just do that one thing, your life will change.
Well, I think that's a very important statement. Many of us don't recognize that. And very often, people think that if people are negative around them, they can make people change by doing something nicer, being kinder, etc. They don't recognize that they have a choice in whom they associate with.
And, you know, it's fatal to try and change someone. Fatal because you're not empowering them, you're enabling them.
Ha, and we think we're doing the opposite. So say that again. If you try to change somebody, it's fatal because
you're enabling them and you're giving them attention.
And they become and think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, so and they love the attention, so they'll carry on doing the same.
Isn't that amazing? And here we are thinking we're encouraging people to change when we see behaviors that we don't want and we try to be nicer and kinder, and we're actually doing the opposite.
That's right. The other person gets more attention, more love, and they think, wow, this is cool. I'll carry on doing this.
Well, we're going to talk more about creating the new year that we want when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. That's wdiy.org. And thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening, my guest is Anil Gupta, a relationship coach for couples, for divorce prevention, mediation, a management consultant, and the author of Immediate Happiness. He's been trained by Tony Robbins, a life coach, and Anil Gupta does personal one-to-one mentoring. And we were talking in the first part of the program about how we need to become aware, and that awareness is really the key to immediate happiness. Tell us a little bit again about how awareness really helps.
So awareness is the master discipline. We need to be aware of who we are, where we are, what we're doing. So, for example, if you wanted to fly to New York and you rang up the airline, what's the first question they're going to ask you? Where are you flying from? So you need to know where you are to get to where you want to get to. So find out where you are. Throw awareness at your position, in your relationship, in your job, in your mission, in your passion, in the things that you love. From there, you'll get more clarity. And then from that clarity, you can take action. And it'll be appropriate action.
So awareness is the key.
It is indeed.
And from there, that awareness helps us to grow inwardly.
Well, awareness just gives us what is, and then we can decide what is needed and what is not needed, what is working and what is not working. But awareness gives us what is, because at the moment, we have a false image of reality. We think the economy is worse than it is, and in fact, this is the economy that produces the most millionaires ever. So if you lived in a world that thought that I'm going to be more likely to become a millionaire in this economy, you would show up differently. You would feel differently. You would have more confidence.
But if you think that this economy is not producing and that it, and that we're victims or something of that sort, then we have a different way of showing up. Is that what you're saying, Anil?
That's correct. Because we're, as human beings, we're meaning-making machines. So if we make the economy mean that it's bad, we'll feel bad. So, for example, let me give you an example with my wife. I would call her, and then sometimes she would not return my call. And the meaning I made it was that she didn't love me, she didn't care for me, she didn't respect me. But all that happened was that she did not call me back. But I made a big story around it. So if you're aware that you are making something mean something, you can destroy it and say the reality is she did not call me back. The reality is this is the economy that produces the most amount of millionaires ever. I'm so lucky to be here.
I see. So what you're saying is we really have to become aware of what is the reality and what we're creating in terms of our own reality.
That's true. And then from there we can decide how we choose to live our lives. Instead of life running you, you can run your life the way you want it. And that's incredibly powerful, Eleanor.
It is very powerful. So what you're saying is by becoming aware, we give ourselves more power to create the life that we want.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really important gift. We have just a few minutes left. I want to talk about something that you believe that you find fulfillment can also be achieved through three basic disciplines that you call the three G's. Can you talk about what you mean by the three G's?
Sure. I promise you, if you do these three G's, you will be fulfilled, guaranteed. The number one G is for grow. You have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally.
And how do we go about, the first step is then becoming aware that we need to grow?
Yeah, so imagine if you throw awareness around growing physically, and I don't mean getting bigger. I'm talking about growing healthier,
yes.
More stronger, more vibrant. So, for example, myself, I know how to lose weight, but I don't do anything about it. So my knowledge is powerless unless I implement. So that's the physics side. Emotional side is look at how emotional you are during the day. And then once you have that awareness, you have a choice on how to, and you said a beautiful word earlier on, is how to respond rather than react. A reaction is always immediate and painful. A response is always measured.
Exactly. A response is thoughtful.
Yes.
So we need to grow emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and that gives us the power to achieve what we want in our lives.
Well, that's the first part. And if you just did that, you would become a different person. And I'll share something beautiful. You know what compounding interest is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I use the term compounding happiness. So if you are 1% more joyful, 1% more caring, 1% more present, 1% more peaceful, 1% more forgiving, 1% more centered. Imagine after a week, a month, you would be a totally different person. And it's only 1%. After a year, it would be compounded to like a transformed human being.
And we don't realize that. So what you're saying is it's not a great effort. It's a 1% effort.
That's all it is. And it becomes a muscle. As you build that muscle, it becomes stronger and stronger. So then you do things just naturally. You become kinder, you become softer, you become more loving. And the beautiful thing, Eleanor, is your capacity to love and be loved increases.
And what's amazing is what you're saying, Anil, is that we have the power within ourselves to create the life that we really want to have.
We are causing the matter. No matter what happens to you, in some way you caused it. So if you start changing, your life changes, your relationships change.
So the second thing that you talk about is once we have, let's say we have devoted our energy, we're doing physical exercise, we're changing our attitudes. And you also say we have to give the gift of time, love, energy, passion, and money. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, all of these three modalities you have to do together. So you have to give. Give your time, your energy, your love, your compassion, your forgiveness, your joy. Give it away but without wanting anything in return.
So without, so what you're saying is that we do it out of a sense of feeling of joy in doing what we know we want to do.
Yeah, and basically, and this is what we are as human beings. Just be yourself. Remember what it was like being yourself when you were 3 or 4 years old.
I don't know if we can go back that far, but...
but you were just a bundle of joy. You were
yes.
playful, happy.
That's
and
true.
You lit up other people's lives.
And, yes, so what you're saying is to allow ourselves to be.
Yes.
To allow ourselves to be.
The authentic you.
And to and the other thing is to have gratitude.
This is gratitude. And I was doing an exercise with... a coaching client, and he'd just given away $200,000, but he didn't feel good about it. I said, look, the reason is you cannot quantify gratitude. Just be grateful that you're able to help people. You don't have to... He wanted to give more. I said, look, it's not about quantity, it's quality. Be grateful for the... If you're grateful for the nails on your fingers, just that is good enough. If you're grateful for having fingers, if you're grateful for having eyesight, teeth, a nose. It's not the quantity of gratitude. It's just be grateful. The smallest things are just as good as the biggest things.
You know, Anil, here's something. Very often today we're faced with, I know I speak with people who are growing older and their energy is sometimes not as good as it used to be. And they find themselves comparing that they can't move around as they used to. They can't do the things that they wanted to, the mind wants to, but they don't have the ability to physically move themselves. And then they lose, sometimes they become very negative and feel very depressed because of what they don't have. And sometimes I try to help them become aware of the blessings in their lives that they do have and to be grateful for that.
If you remember Christopher Reeve when he had his accident.
Yes.
They were interviewing him and they asked him, Christopher, what is it, if there's one thing you could do, what would it be? You know what he said?
Tell.
I want to hug my son.
Ah.
So no matter where you are in life, you can still throw more love at the people around you, at yourself. You can do things. Never, ever give up. There's always a way. Change the people that you spend time with. Change your thoughts. What you focus on is what you become.
So
what you focus on is who you become.
Yes.
So there's always a way. Never give up. Have more faith. Try something else.
And I think the biggest thing is the focus on the negativity. That's what many people find the most difficult to give up. It becomes a pattern. And they many people struggle with the negativity within themselves and the criticism of themselves within. How do you help them to get over that criticism, okay. That inner criticism?
There's one sentence that will completely change their lives. Ready?
Yes.
What other people think of you is none of your business. What you focus on is what you get. And people are trying to get somewhere, but there's nowhere to get to. You know, they're trying to get to a bigger house, another relationship, or more money, or another job. There's nowhere to get to. There is only the now. So if you focus on now, right now, there is nothing else.
Well,
and if you throw awareness of your negative feelings, you can change that.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Anil Gupta, author of Immediate Happiness, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that we are in charge of really making changes that we want to make change, with that we have to become aware of what makes us passionate, and we have to become aware of ourselves and our own thinking, but give other people the opportunity to share their thoughts and feelings with us. And you have also developed this 3 G's to grow emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, to give you a gift of time, love, energy, and to have gratitude. Thank you so much for helping us to understand that in order to have the life that we want in this new year, that we need to believe in ourselves and that we can understand that we can have fulfillment if we understand that we are in charge of ourselves. Thank you so much, Anil Gupta.
And it's my pleasure. And I wanted to give a gift to your listeners. If you go to my website, which is Anil Gupta, A-N-I-L, Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, Inspires, I have a section on my website where you can get a free session with me. So if you have an issue in your life and you want it to be destroyed, it's completely free. Just fill in the form and I'll get back to you.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.